Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a video, and it's from our very own goddess Emma Watson, and she recently gave a speech at the United Nations, and it's also about the He for She campaign that she set up and also advocates a lot. So let's take a look at today's sentence. A right that will be respected by a community that believes and supports survivors and recognizes when one person's safety is violated, everyone feels their own safety is violated. A university should be a place of refuge that takes action against all forms of violence. A right that will be respected by a community that believes and supports survivors and recognize when one person's safety is violated. Everyone feels their own safety is violated. A university should be a place of refuge that takes action against all forms of violence. 那么首先来看的第一个字呢是 right， 大家对 right 这个字很熟悉，我们会很熟悉 left 跟 right 就是左边跟右边。但是可是还有另外一个意思呢，指的就是对的，像是说you should always ask yourself whether or not you're doing the right thing， 我们应该要扪心自问，我们就在做的事情呢究竟是不是对的。那之前就有一个笑话呢，是说 I hate it when there's nothing right on my left brain and there's nothing left on my right brain， 就是说我讨厌每一次就是我的左脑啊什么东西都不对劲，可是我右脑有什么东西都没有剩下的时候，因为这就是拿了left 跟 right 他们的另外一个意思呢，去拼凑出这一个句子，大家可以好好思考一下。那它的形容词呢则是 righteous， 它这边的 t 还是有发音，可是会跟后面一起发 shes， 所以是 righteous， 指的是公正的。那它的名词呢则是 righteousness， 指的是正义感。那么就可以说 superheroes in movies or movie series often has a sense of righteousness， 通常呢在电影里面的超人都非常非常有正义感。再我们来看的是 respect 的重音在 p 的地方，它指的是尊敬或者是尊重的意思。 We should always respect one another， 我们都应该要尊敬或者是尊重对方。那可是有一个字跟它长得很像， respective， 大家不要以为它是尊重的形容词哦，它其实是指分别的或者是个别的，像是说 they returned to their respective rooms， 他们呢各自回到他们各自的房间这样子。再我们来看的是 community 的重音是在 m 的地方，那 co 就发短音额的音 community 指的是社区，它可以是实体的社区啊，像是说那它的意思呢就会跟 neighborhood 有点趋近，像是说 we live in a quiet community or a quiet neighborhood， 我们的社区啊非常安静。那它也可以是一个网络上的社群，像是说我们 VoiceTube 的翻译社群啊就叫做 translators community。那有一个字跟它长得比较像，叫做 committee 的重音一样是在 m 的地方，然后它前面也是发短音额。 committee 指的就是委员会的意思，像是联合国底下就有很多不一样的委员会，像是 the general assembly committee 就是说常会的委员会，或者是 crime prevention and criminal justice 就是这个犯罪防治委员会。再来我们来看 recognize 呢指的是认出或者是辨别的意思，它的重音在最前面， E 呢是发微笑的嘴型 A， CO 呢是发短音 A， REC。 那要注意的是这边的 COG 啊有一个短短的停顿音，可是我们不会把 G 发出来，而是我们会发 recognize 指的是认出或者是辨别，像是说 I couldn't recognize my dad's car from this morning's heavy fog， 因为这个早上呢雾太浓了，我认不出我爸爸的车子是哪一个。再我们来看 violate 呢指的是违反或者是侵犯的意思，它的重音在最前面，那它的 vi 呢是发 i 的音， o 则是发短音 a， violate 后面的 late 则是 a 的音。Violate 像是说 if you feel that yourself is violated you must report to the police immediately， 如果感觉到自己似乎被侵犯了一定要马上报警。那它的名词呢这是 violation 一样是违反或者是违背的意思，像是说the violation of law often comes with the punishment， 你如果违背了这个法律呢通常也会有它附带的惩罚。那跟它长得另外一个很像可是也有点相关的字呢则是 violence violence 指的是暴力行为的意思，像是我们之前应该前几天有提过这个字，讲到比如说像是domestic violence 就是指这个家庭暴力这样子。那有些学校啊或者是地方他们都会注明就是说 This is a place of zero violence tolerance 就是说这边呢对于暴力行为是完全无法忍耐的，这边容不下暴力行为，就是说意思就是说这个地方不能有任何暴力行为的出现。最后我们来看 refuge。 refuge 呢指的是躲避或者是庇护的意思，那像是我们很常听到 take refuge in somewhere 就是说 要去避难，像是说This family has been taking refuge in this tunnel ever since the terrorist attack. 自从恐怖攻击之后呢，这个家庭啊一直都在这个隧道里面避难这样子。那还有一个后面刚刚讲很像的字呢，多一个 e， 就是 refugee。refugee 后面的 gee 是发长音 e 的音准，是难民的意思。All right, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time.A right that will be respected by a community that believes and supports survivors and recognizes when a person's safety is violated. Everyone feels their own safety is violated. A university should be a place of refuge that takes action against all forms of violence. All right, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. I know some of you love British accent, and I think Emma Watson's British accent is definitely something that you guys could practice on. And if you're interested, you could leave your comments in British accent, and still I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!